ABC Radio Australia.
Investigations are continuing in Timor-Leste after police raided several alleged scam centres in and around the capital, Dili. More than 90 foreign nationals have been brought before the Dili District Court, where judges are considering bail and travel restrictions while the criminal investigation continues. The United Nations has warned Timor-Leste could become a new hotspot for scam centres as Asian organised crime groups target countries with weaker regulations. Our Timor-Leste report Vanya Vieira has been at court following the proceedings, and she joins me now. That I say, bon dia, Vanya. Thank you for joining us.
Bon dia, thank you.
Vanya, do you mind taking us through the key details of this case? Like, how did the raids unfold, and what are authorities alleging?
Yeah, well, it was highly coordinated intelligence-led operation, like National Police of Timor-Leste officer, and especially the Scientific Police for Criminal Investigation. So, simultaneously on several high-walled private residence, apartment, and rent hotels across Dili. This location were specifically chosen for their privacy and their use of Starlink satellite internet to maintain high-speed connection. Inside, police uncovered sophisticated call center-style setup, like managed by hundreds of foreign nationals from China, Indonesia, and Cambodia. Authorities are alleging a massive transnational criminal network, like they have saved thousands of SIM card and SIM boxes used to max international calls, claiming these hubs were running big butchering investment scams and illegal online gambling. But there is a much bigger picture here, like experts call this the Mekong Sieve, as law enforcement cracks down on scam compounds in Cambodia and Myanmar. These syndicates are seeking new frontiers. They are targeting Timor-Leste because of its use U.S. dollars and relatively weak cybercrime laws and poor visa system. Yeah, again.
Yeah, that sounds like a very sophisticated setup there. And with those who have either been caught, what's actually happened to them, or what's happened in court over the last several days?
A judicial hearing was held over the weekend and last Monday, yesterday, at the Dili District Court for total 125 nationals arrested in major cybercrime crackdown. Lead prosecutor by Dominguez Govea and Ivan Suryati has formally charged that the group with three crimes as a criminal association, money laundering, and illegal online gambling. The court has imposed a term of in identity and residence, periodic reporting requirements, and a travel ban, alongside a bail between 3,800 to 4,500 Australian dollars for each defendant. But on the other side, defense lawyers have different perspectives during the interrogation. They claim that many of these individuals didn't come to Timor-Leste to work in scam call center, but rather for holidays or to seek legitimated employment. Mm. The lawyer argue that the police allegation of online scamming must be backed by concrete facts and proper investigation, and they urging authority to maintain professional standards. Yeah.
Wow. Vanya, thank you for that. We understand also that the United Nations actually warned Timor-Leste, you know, they could become a new hotspot for scam centres. So are these raids part of a wider problem, or what other suspected operations do you think the authorities have uncovered?
Yeah, absolutely, Egi. What we are seeing in Dili is a classic case of what the UN calls the displacement of organised crime. As law enforcement cracks down on scam compounds in the Mekong region, especially Cambodia and Myanmar, these syndicates are migrating south, seeking out regulatory soft spots like Timor-Leste. The raids have pulled back the curtain on sophisticated transnational infrastructure. We are not just talking about laptops and phones, but authorities have uncovered Starlink satellite terminal used to bypass local control and avoid taxes. The investigation has also moved beyond simple fraud. Like, authorities are now uncovering a wider criminal ecosystem including illegal online gambling and cryptocurrency laundering.
Vanya, what's been the response then on the ground in Dili at the moment?
Public anxiety is mounting in Timor-Leste as online scams go viral across the country. Reports indicate that several local citizens have already fallen victim to these fraudulent scams. A significant concern is the low level of cyber literacy, which is leaves many people vulnerable to sophisticated online fraud. And in civil society part groups are urging the government to take security more seriously and strengthening oversight. They are calling for the urgent introduction of a cybercrime law to combat the rise in digital crime and prevent the number of victims from growing further.
Mm-hmm. And look, as this type of situation continues to increase, what now then, Vanya, happens next in the court proceedings, even maybe in the broader police investigation?
The immediate focus is on the judge's ruling, which will determine whether there's more than 100 suspects remain in pre-trial detention or are realized on that contest bail, which is mean $3,800 to $4,500 Australian dollars. Looking more broadly, to rework is only just beginning for the PNTL, like Police National Timor Forensic Teams. They are now tasked with creating a massive trial of digital evidence to trace where the money went, and crucially to identify the masterminds behind this operation who remain at large. And once the investigation is complete, the findings will be handed back to the public prosecutor to proceed with further legal action and future court hearings. Yeah, Iggy.
Thank you, Vanya. Well, I know that you will be keeping us all informed as to the outcome of this proceeding. But again, we just want to say obrigada. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
Nada manahigi.
Thank you. That is our reporter, Vanya Vieira, speaking to me there from Timor-Leste.